Who we got here? What are your names?
Mike.
Mindy.
Mike and Mindy. That's almost like Mork and Mindy. I mean, it's that close. If you're old enough to remember that, you're old. But you're like an exciting couple. I mean, you started walking, everybody said, oh, here comes another wave of God's future. Amen. And God has brought you in to help skillfully build some new dimensions of this house. And he's brought you in like contractors. He's brought you in almost like scaffolding, and he's putting you up right now. Tonight is a night, he says, I'm putting you in right along the walls of the house like scaffolding so that others can climb on you and pull materials up on you and step on you. And it won't be abuse. It will be like we're helping elevate people into their place in the wall. We're helping the workers get into their place. We're helping the new materials get into position. And there's a whole fresh newness. This whole seismic shift comes strategically. And it's going to come through strategic people. God strategically brought you here. You didn't plan to be here. God brought you here. You had ideas of your own, where you should be, where you're going to worship, how you're going to run all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you're like in this bubble of God's grace. It's time to shake yourself and say, how can people be so nice? We've been around some really mean Christians. And people don't care and all this. And you get around this group. You get around Al and some of these people that he's mentored. And it's like, he's a nice guy. No wonder it's called Shepherd's Heart. It's the first time I've ever felt the heart of the shepherd. And you've gone through some really tough shopping experiences in the kingdom, and you've found some gold here. It is a season, a sacred season for the two of you. Sacred in your marriage, sacred in your relationship with one another, sacred in your family, the extension of your family, of kids. It's going to happen. That's why you're here. One of the reasons why you're here is God is going to bring you into a sacred season of fruitfulness, spirit, soul, and body. You're going to have children, you're going to grow spiritually, and you're going to become building material for the kingdom right here. And then God is going to pack you up. Scaffolding doesn't stay on the whole job. It's there for a season, for a purpose, to get others into place, and then God's going to pack you up and ship you off somewhere else, and you're going to bring that which God deposits here. You're going to export it out. This house is called to export. Export the grace that's here. Export the anointings of the apostolic and the prophetic working together to build, lay foundation. You're going to go in another time and help with a church plant and help lay the foundation of that church, and it will succeed because you're going to bring the tools, the understanding, the insights, and the heart of what God wants to build. It's always about people. Brother, there's a wisdom in you. You've educated your mind well, but sometimes you feel like you're not where you need to be. It's like, I got this education here, but I'm not even using a fragment of it. It's like, why am I this? And you're kind of frustrated, and these things are churning in you, but God just says, I'm purposely frustrating you into a place, into a good place of I surrender all. That's going to be your theme song, brother, for the next number of months. I surrender all. But you're going to turn a corner. And God is going to open up a whole new world to you. And it'll be so satisfying because you're going to be so challenged. You'll go back through a whole re-education process. And in the end, you'll look back and say, well, that was almost a waste of time. But God says, I don't waste anything. I don't waste anything. New education process, new learning curve. But you're going to eat it up and just digest it and say, give me more, Lord. Give me more. You have a great learning capacity. You are ferocious. When you get your eye on the target, nothing stops you. You are ferocious to get it consumed and then get it out, and it's going to happen. Sister, you've got a way with kids, and as your heart just yearns even for your own, that's going to just spill over into the body of Christ. You're going to, at some point and somewhere, I don't know if it's this house or another house, you will have a very strong role in shaping children. You will help craft them. You will help children's ministry come to new levels of productivity, expectation, and the ability to gather children. Abandoned children. There's a strong heart in you for the abandoned one, the one that's been left out, the homeless, the parentless. And God's going to just use you to rescue some children. And that's deep in your heart. And God said, I'm going to open up miraculous ways, even with assistance from governmental funding. God says, go for it. Go knock on the door until they say, If we don't give it to her, she's never going to go away. Just like the importunate woman, you know, in The Unjust Judge. She just kept banging on the door, and he finally says, it's because of your importunity I'm going to just rule on this thing. That's your importunity. That's a good word. Shamelessness. When it comes to the needs of others and the victims out there, you are shameless in rescuing them. That's going to rise up in you like a lion. And your roar is going to just be ringing in the ears of those that can actually do something about it, but they're either too lazy or they're blind. And you're going to go in with the light of the gospel and say, listen, here's a need. And you're going to just convince them by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord will ring in their ears. It's a dynamic couple. This is a gift to this house for a season. Love them. Pour into them. They'll pour right back to you, double portion. And you'll all be built, and the pattern will go forth. Because this is a season, again, a sacred season designated by God.
Southern translation for that word is nervy. God's going to bless nervy prayer and nervy request to government officials. There's a grace on you to get the extraordinary or the unusual thing done. God will put it, to put it another way, God will put it in the hearts of people to say yes when you ask. And so along with that would just be the understanding you're probably not asking for enough, or you're probably not asking yet and for nervy things the way. So God's saying, be nervy, ask for things, for extraordinary things, because God's going to have people say yes. Brother, I have a vision of you. It's like an old movie with the little Indian kid that gets the big elephant that nobody else can handle. And he takes the elephant down to the river and washes the elephant every morning, scrubs him off. And you've been here, and I see this little picture of you down in the river. And you're the big elephant, and you're down in the river. And Al has been like the little Indian mahout boy. And God's been scrubbing you and washing and scrubbing and washing and comforting. There's been a comforting. I don't know. There's something, a washing from the Holy Spirit and a comforting and just a washing and a comforting. And there are parts of you, you have a real gift of leadership. You have an ability to pick many people up and move them forward. And there's a violent thing in your heart that just wants to rise up and move. When you see a goal, when you see something to do, there's something in you that wants to rise up. So let's go do that thing. And that's there by God. There's a part of your heart. It's made by, you're made by God. But there's been a thing going on where the Holy Spirit's been washing and just like gentling and bringing peace and bringing you into a place of contentment with who you are. I don't know, it's just been a real, not just one thing. It's just been an overall washing and gentling and by God. And just the picture of Al being the little Indian boy scrubbing is sort of funny, but there's a real truth in that. And then I see you with two pictures. First is you, the big elephant, and you're sucking up water in your, what do you call that? Trunk. We got the elephant guy here in the trunk. I got to pet the rhinoceros, but I haven't been able to pet the elephant yet. But I see you sucking water up into your trunk. And then you spray it over many people. Now, God's called you to do this. You're going to wash many people. And over again, there was in this picture I have, it's patient. It's not demanding. It's just over and over again, consistently just washing people. God's put the Word of God in your hand. He's put it in your heart. And you're going to use the Word of God to wash people. Over, and the water, a type or an image of the Word of God is water, and you're going to wash people with the Word of God. So brother, there's a teaching gift in you. And God calls it forth out of you this night. A consistent outpouring of the teaching word of God for the rest of your life. In patience, in gentleness, not in this thing that just wants to, though that's the motive. The motive is leadership. But the expression is going to be this washing. But in the second, I see another picture, and I see you with your big bull elephant. You got the tusks, and I see you walking up on the bank and starting to move whole trees, just shoving things out of the way. The first image comes first. There's going to be a development and a flowering of the teaching gift in you, and it's going to be strong, and it's going to be for the rest of your life. But then following that, and a second stage is going to be this leadership gift of moving things out of the way. God's going to use you to shove obstacles out of the way. Some people, when they encounter a problem, just see it as a problem and a barrier. Other people solve the problem. You're not willing to let obstacles remain in the place. You automatically will find a way and assume that they're to be moved out of the way. That's leadership. So in the second stage of this thing, God's going to bring you to a place where you're going to move heavy things out of the way. Obstacles for the church, for the community, for business, I don't know. I don't think it'll make any difference. An obstacle is an obstacle, and it needs to be solved and moved out of the way. God's going to use you for that, and he's going to empower you. And I see you really with five people around you. At that time, it's the second stage. God's going to give you a team, a core team of five people. And they are going to work with you to move things out of the way. It's an executive kind of a team, executive level of team. God's called you into the executive realm to make decisions and execute things and get them done. Now, sister, the other thing God's called you guys to is your home is to be open. Your home is to be a place. I see your home. It's a weird picture, but I see your home with a big bed inside. Your home is a place of rest for many people and a place of recuperation for people. And at times, even a hospital, though God's not called you to have a hospital ministry. That is, he's not called you to just fix people who are broken. There's a lot more in leadership than besides fixing people. But I see your home being open, big door, wide, like a barn door kind of a thing, you know? And inside this huge bed that people lie on and rest and have fun and recuperate and get healed, all of that together. So it's a place of rest, and it's a shelter. I keep thinking of LaBrie, Francis and Edith Schaeffer's ministry in Switzerland was called LaBrie, which in French means the shelter. God's going to make your home into the shelter. And many people are going to come shelter at different times under the eaves of your home. And you have a word of healing for people. You have a word of, there's like a doctor's gift in you to diagnose what's wrong with people and to give a prescription. So God's going to use you there on how to fix things. And I see you moving pieces in hearts. I see you taking a heart where pieces are out of place, stuck over to the side, and you move things in place. So there's a healing gift. I believe in addition to that, that there's a healing gift God will give you in your hands to pray for physically sick people. To not spiritualize this at all, but to lay hands on the sick. God's going to use you to bring healing for people. I want to encourage you. God's going to give you miracles. He's going to give you affirmations that are going to be radical and surprising and a little frightening. But following this initial explosion of healing, there's going to come a dry period when God's just going to make it a little bit more difficult. You're going to have to work out some channels of faith in your own heart. And I just want to encourage you to know God's encouraging you to concentrate on cancer and concentrate on heart trouble. That God will give you faith victories in those two specific areas of sickness. I also see you being used overseas. And so don't turn down the odd missions trip. If one comes along, you know, listen, in fact, is save up $1,500, stick it in the bank. And when some odd little mission trip comes along, go down in the jungle and pray for people or whatever, and carry water or build huts, I don't know. Go do it. And even if he stays here, go do it. And just see if God won't, when you're there, just in that odd little instantaneous way, just bam, a little bit of healing just will break out. And little things, I see little pockets of healing, like little hand grenade explosions breaking out when you're working through things. And unplanned and unpredictable. There's going to be an unpredictable element to your life always. You're not going to be able to plan and itinerate everything out perfectly. God's going to continually surprise you with these little hand grenades of anointing and opportunity. And he wants you to be an opportunist. And he says you won't be able to plan him, but he is going to use you in sudden opportunities. So this thing about the sudden appearance of God, all of your life is going to be very important. Cool? Yes, it is. Hey, do you play bridge? You need to learn to play bridge, because I see you in a bridge club. I see you once in a while playing bridge with ladies. And but that God's going to use you. There's going to be some kind of this hand grenade thing is going to go off here too, and God's going to create what looks like predictable social situations where he's going to throw hand grenades of anointing right into the middle of it. Surprise after surprise after surprise. Also, there is somewhere you're going to run into one day a Methodist pastor. And through you, God is going to throw hand grenades of surprise into his life and into his church's life. So be on the lookout for the odd Methodist pastor coming. Okay? Well, I'm just going on with stuff. There's a lot here. But listen, there's a Buddhist, you're going to run into the odd Buddhist. I assume you have some Buddhist up here. Yes. You're going to run into the odd Buddhist, and the same thing. I see a prayer wheel, and I see a Buddhist turning the prayer wheel, and God throwing a hand grenade right through you onto the prayer wheel. So you're going to run into a Buddhist who's a righteous praying Buddhist with the prayer wheel. That's how they pray. You know, put little prayers on a wheel and spin the wheel. But God's going to throw a hand grenade of opportunity and anointing right into that person's life. So they're odd, unexpected moments. I'm just naming a few. But you're going to have fun turning the corner. Because you're never going to be really sure what God's going to have right around that corner for you. Huh. And listen, your kids need to learn French. When you have kids, the boy needs to learn French. I don't know about the rest of them, but there's a need for foreign language. Don't ignore that, okay? Do you speak a foreign language? Nothing. Okay. Oh, God.
I keep seeing a vision of notes all over the place, notes on mirrors, notes on countertops, notes all over the place. I love you. Have a great day. Stuff like that. And just as you understand leaving notes for one another, I just have a sense that your life is going to be very supernatural, very, very prophetic. And what God is calling you both to do, excuse me? is to have an ear open to the Lord at all times, because there are little notes throughout your day, and the Lord wants you at every moment of your day to say, Lord, is this you? Because God is truly going to set you up in moments when you don't expect it. God is going to set you up with the right connections, with the right people, at the right time, and sometimes that time will not be the time that you're expecting, but suddenly there you are, paying a bill, running an errand, and boom, the connection that you've been waiting for. And I can sense that people will even ask you, how did you ever meet this person? How did that happen? And again, it will be a prophetic encounter that God will set up. So your lives are very supernatural from the moment you wake to the moment you go to bed. Be aware, be aware, be aware, be aware, be aware. Keep your radars up at all times, because I hear the Lord saying, you got mail, you got mail, you got mail, you got mail. I am communicating. I am getting through to you. And it is me. It is not you. Because I keep hearing you saying, oh, that's just me. That's just me. No, it's not just you. The Lord is getting through you. And now this is a season where God's going to show you how to listen to what God is saying and put it all together and see that God has been confirming to you and making it very clear that yes, he is communicating this word to you. I also hear God saying to you that he has given you a gift of faith to both of you, a gift of faith to believe God for the impossible, because what you have been called to do, some will call impossible, but yet you will do it and you will accomplish it. So there will be things, a vision that God will set in you, and don't pay attention to what others say, because some will listen to that and say, you know what? That can't be done. And be careful who you share that with. But trust the Lord, because God's just going to put in you a gift of faith to believe God blindly for that and really see that come forward. I see you both standing before this huge mountain, and you're just going to say, this thing is going to move, and you're not even batting an eye. It's just a confident thing that you know it, you sense it, and it's going to be done. And God will back that up, and you will see God move mountains on your behalf to bring you to where you need to come. Sister, I hear the Lord saying that from your past, there's a healing that God's going to bring forward in your heart. God is just restoring areas of your heart, that things that have you've had to walk through in relationship that have hurt you. And at times you thought, well, you know, I'll eventually get over it. But I hear God saying, no, no, no. It's not that you're going to eventually get over it. This is the hour where God is performing a healing in your heart. And God says, I'm removing a poison. I'm removing a pain that has been there. And God says, it'll be like it never happened. And I'm going to bring you to a place of wholeness and being complete. And you're going to be grateful for that. Isn't that good? Celebration is right ahead for you. This is the hour of celebration for you. And brother, the Lord says to you, not to strive, but yes, you are like a Peter. You're like a rock. And there are seasons, there are times where you kind of want to get up and get moving and get things done. And God says that you're going to learn the right timing of the Lord. God says he's going to give you the rhythm of heaven. He's going to allow you to move in right sync with him. He's going to synchronize your watch with his watch. So when God says you have an appointment, you're going to know you have an appointment. God's going to line that up in such a way that you're going to know something's up. I can tell God's moving, God's doing something, because your watch is being synchronized to his watch. So understand again that God's going to give you a finesse for that. At times you wonder, can I really do this? Yes, you will. You will get the finesse for it, and it will become a lifestyle for you too, to walk in this place of supernatural victory, of just looking for God and God going before you, making an open way for you, and you just stepping on the scene and watching God bring it together. I hear the Lord saying that he's going to give you authority and wisdom and insight with technology. You're going to use the best of technology to accomplish and get resources that God has for you. I see you both blogging. I see you using blog websites. I see you reaching out and meeting very interesting people through that. So God says he's going to give you that wisdom and how to use those resources to get what you need to get and receive the resources that God is going to bring your way. I saw a vision also of both of your families, the extended family, your side of the family and your side of the family. And the Lord was showing me that this is a season where God is breaking off generational curses. God has heard your prayer. God has heard your cry. And there have been some vices on both sides. And I hear the Lord saying that he is cleansing that. He is breaking that off. And in that vision, what I saw was this huge family reunion, and everyone was happy. Everyone was joyful. Everyone was content and very happy. And God saying, I'm doing I'm bringing forth a deliverance because of your prayers. God has heard your prayers. And not is he just doing a work in you, which will be a testimony to your family, but God is doing a work in you, through you in your ministry. But your family's going to see that you're in a different place, and it's going to be a witness to them. And God is truly going to bring forth a victory for both sides of the family. You are both, the celebration time is right ahead. I'm telling you, you're going to rejoice and you are going to celebrate with what God is doing. And sister, finally, I want to just share over you, speak over you. That there are some mamas that God's going to send to you, some key mamas that are going to love you, that are going to speak into your life, some mentors that are going to really help you and even help walk through this place of restoration that you're going through right now, that they're going to really speak and be a service to you and be of help to you. And God says that as you'll know when they come into your life and that you're to trust them because they've been sent by the Lord as angels to be there in your life to help you step forward in this hour, because there have been seasons and times where a voice has said to you, you can't do this. A voice is kind of almost like a demonic voice just coming against you and trying to get you to believe the lie that you can't move forward. But I hear God saying that he's shutting the voice of the enemy. And I hear the God saying that he's bringing godly women that are going to speak into your life and get you to the position. And you will do the very things that once upon a time you thought you couldn't do. You will do it in the might and in the power of God. There's a preacher in you, and God says, I'm going to release the preacher in you, and you are going to preach with fire, with power, and authority. And every time it's known that you're going to preach, people are going to say, yes, I can't wait to go to church that day, because you have a word in season, and God is sharpening that word in you, and it will be released. So among all the other wonderful things that God is doing, remain open to God moving in your lives. Your lives are supernatural. It's not your own. Stay listening to what God is saying, because it's very prophetic. Every event in your life is very prophetic, leading you to the next season of where you need to go. And God says your family will be blessed. Your family is blessed. Your family will continue to be blessed. And as I expand your family, God says you'll see the blessing of the Lord, the favor of God, even in education. Watch and see how I bless your children in education. Watch and see how I shower favor on them, says the Lord. Watch and see how I bring even educators around to ask you, what are you doing with your kids? Because they are so advanced and so doing well. The Lord says, my hand will be on your household, and it will be evident even among your seed that I am with you and that my hand is on you powerfully, and there's a favor that rests on your life. There are angels that protect your car. Why I have to tell you that, I don't know. But there's an angel around your car that keeps you as you drive forward and you go from appointment to appointment to appointment. The angel of the Lord is going with you and keeping you safe from all accidents. For the enemy has tried at times, but God has kept you, and God will continue to keep you. And isn't it good to be kept? So God has keeping you. Amen. So Father, we thank you for this power couple. We thank you, God, for what you've done in their lives to bring them to this point. And we celebrate that, Lord. We celebrate your move in their lives, and we celebrate where they are tonight. And Father, we rejoice with where they're about to go and what you've opened up for them tonight. And we say, Lord, we declare that nothing will hold them from the fullness of what you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.